There's a story I remember my friend Bruce telling me about when he would go to Manhattan in the 60s and stand on a street corner, and he could tell where guys were from based solely on the cut of their suits. Brits in structured and highly shaped double-breasted, Italians in V-shaped jackets with high shoulders narrowing at the hips, or local madmen in soft-shouldered sack suits. I think anyone who's into clothing and the meaning behind what we wear wonders what it was like before the casual revolution, what it was like when most men wore hats and ties, and then what it was like to see all of that slowly, irrevocably fade. That friend who told me the story, G. Bruce Boyer, to use his full name, has been there.
I was from this blue-collar neighborhood on the south side of town, so we came in wearing peg pants and, you know, black leather jackets. But there were kids from the wealthier part of town who came wearing Ivy League clothes.
As the preeminent classic men's style historian, writer, and journalist of our time, he has watched as our wardrobes changed, as society changed. But here's the thing. While Bruce has written about bespoke garments and fine accessories and why we wear them, he's rarely told his own story. Until now. Coming May 15th, Unbuttoned, G. Bruce Boyer's Life in Clothes. A podcast that explores 6 decades of menswear through the experiences and memories of someone on the front lines. What it was like to attend college during the Ivy League heyday of the 50s and 60s, only to see tie-dye take over.
There was a sea of distressed, studded denim and tie-dyed t-shirts, and one guy wearing a three-piece flannel suit, which was me.
What it was like to shop on Savile Row when some of the tailors still dressed like Downton Abbey butlers.
You almost expected somebody like Mr. Micawber or Scrooge or somebody to come out of the back room wearing a frock coat.
What it was like to be a fashion journalist in the heady 80s, when it seemed that classic menswear was back for good, only to fade again in the grungy 90s. And then to witness a renaissance of classic menswear in this century. In other words, this podcast is part biography, mostly storytelling. Just don't call it a memoir.
Do you know, by the way, the difference between biography and memoir? The difference is that in a memoir, you can lie.
I'm Pedro Mendez. I'm a style writer myself, and Bruce has long been my greatest inspiration in how I write and how I dress. As I got to know him over the last few years, he shared stories with me about his life in the menswear industry, stories that reveal not only so much about his journey, but about the meaning of what we wear. I can't wait to share Bruce's stories with you. So please subscribe and stay tuned.